A Montreal publisher has published a provocative editorial cartoon depicting a Muslim woman locked behind her veil, or niqab. It's the latest in a growing controversy in Quebec over the way some Muslim women dress. Amanda Pfeffer has that story.
Terry Mosher, the cartoonist known as Aislinn, has been making editorial cartoons about the niqab since the controversy began. But this latest one, he said, was different.
I decided, let's do a really strong cartoon that's critical of this, particularly because of its attitude towards women.
Right below it appears an editorial supporting Naima Atif Ahmed. Her situation kicked off this latest controversy. She complained to the Quebec Human Rights Commission, saying she was forced out of a government-run French class last fall because she refused to remove her full-face niqab. During this exclusive interview, the Egyptian-born immigrant says she felt humiliated. I felt that I was very humiliated, that I was not human, and that I had no rights. Last week, Ahmed was kicked out of another government-run French course. The government says faces must be uncovered because teachers need to see and hear students.
La madame a été rencontrée ce matin.
Now, the Quebec Immigration Minister, Yolande James, is considering whether to ban wearing the niqab when receiving public services.
The debate within society to try to advance the idea that we should legislate how the nations will dress and to get involved in the wardrobe of the nation is a very serious debate.
And Salam El-Minyawi says today's cartoon doesn't help the tension simmering between Muslim and non-Muslim communities in Quebec. But the debate over the wearing of the niqab exists among Muslims as well. If we're in an open society, well, you need to adapt, he says.
C'est son affaire personnelle.
I don't think it's anyone's business. It shouldn't affect us if someone wants to wear one. The Montreal Muslim Council says about 24 women wear the niqab in the province. Still, the issue of what's reasonable when accommodating immigrants in Quebec is not new, and it shows no sign of fading anytime soon. Amanda Pfeffer, CBC News, Montreal.